Brooke walked into the lobby of her building and waved at the security guard on duty. Hi, Bert. How's Amy's ankle today?
The swelling's gone down and she isn't crying anymore.
Bert shook his head.
Poor kid had a rough couple of days, but she's getting better. Her mom is babying her something fierce.
I'm sure she is, Brooke said with a smile. It's good to hear Amy is getting better, though. I'm sure she'll be playing again in no time.
She will. Thanks for your concern.
Brooke headed for the elevator. She didn't know Bert well, but she liked him. And she liked his wife and daughter, too. They were a sweet family. Tell Shelley and Amy hello for me.
I will. Have a good evening, Miss Sullivan.
Thanks, Bert. You too. Brooke waved again as she stepped into the elevator. When it closed, she sighed. She was typically an extrovert, but she was so done with people for the day. All those big men in Grace's house, the yelling and laughing, the sheer size of them and the way they filled a room, and every one of them capable of killing with his bare hands. It was too much. It unnerved her. She got off on her floor and headed down the hall, keys in hand. Max would be ready to go outside for a potty break. She tried to move quietly so Max didn't start barking, but you couldn't fool Max. He started barking just as she passed her neighbor's door, which of course meant the door opened and Scott stood there. He was tall and thin, with wire-rimmed glasses and a chiseled jaw. A somewhat handsome nerd with a mop of brown curls who didn't make her flinch with his mere presence.
Brooke.
Hi, Scott. His warm gaze skimmed her body. It didn't make her tingle the way she had when Cade Rogers did the same thing earlier. She told herself that was a good thing. Scott was safe.
The dinging of his phone woke him at midnight. Cade rolled over and grabbed the device, wondering if there was a recall at HQ or something. But it wasn't that at all. It was a message from Brooke.
I can't sleep.
He frowned as he pushed upright to sit against the headboard. Me neither. It was a lie, but so what? She didn't have to know that. Brooke.
I shouldn't have texted you this late. I'm sorry. But I figured you'd have your do not disturb on and wouldn't answer if you were asleep. And if you were awake, well, maybe you'd talk to me.
Talk for real or talk like this? Brooke.
Like this for now.
What did you want to talk about? Brooke.
You said you understood. What those kinds of people were like, I mean. I don't think most do. My therapist, well, she said that I had to learn to let go, that it would take time, but it's been almost 2 years, and I don't feel any more normal than I did after it happened.
I can't fix it for you, Brooke. I don't know what to say, but I can tell you that being pissed for a very long time is perfectly normal to me. Hell, I'm still angry about some of the missions I've been on, some of the people who did terrible things to others. You don't just get over that. Brooke.
You won't tell Garrett or Grace about this, will you? I mean about what I'm saying to you, not about us talking.
He appreciated that she'd clarified that. Not that it would have made a difference in his answer. Not if you don't want me to, no. Besides, I don't routinely share the contents of my private conversations with a gorgeous woman to my friends.